Mind Your Business, brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate, sales, leasing, and property management services.
Decorations to help support a valuable community cause. That is the subject of this week's installment of the Mind Your Business podcast series, a presentation of the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce. I'm David Jackson, President and CEO of the Chamber. Thank you for your continued downloads of this podcast, your subscriptions. Remember, you can subscribe anywhere you get your podcast content, and this show comes right to your digital inbox each and every week, keeping you connected with the Boone business scene and plenty more information along the way. It has been a busy, busy October. We are coming down the home stretch of one of our busiest months of the year. And even with the COVID pandemic being what it is, we are seeing the great visitor intrigue and participation. We saw a nationally televised window into our community last night end out with a game-winning field goal for the App State football team as they knocked off a nationally ranked Coastal Carolina squad in front of 31,000 people on a Wednesday night. And all of those folks seem to be lingering here in the community here today. Lots of extra folks up here for what is kind of the backside of peak leaf time. We've seen the colors change. The winds are starting to blow, so some of those leaves are starting to fall away. So if you haven't gotten a chance to get up here and check out the fall foliage, you need to do so this weekend because our opportunity is running short with this magical time of year. We're going to soon be moving into a new tourism season. So we've got ski season right around a month away. Are you kidding me? It feels like it just ended. But ski season's right around the corner, and choose and cut Christmas tree season right around the corner. So the focus will shift, but the tourists will remain as we celebrate all that is great about this area being a magnet for those visitors and helping support our business community in the process. So more on that as we get into October and November, or late October, early November. But today we want to focus on something a little different. You know, we've talked at times throughout the chamber, a conversation that we have that's ongoing community discussion, that our nonprofit business community is an important part of our overall community economic footprint. Boone has always been a very philanthropic place. I think that starts with Samaritan's Purse having their world headquarters here. We have seen so many mission-critical, service-oriented nonprofit businesses that have been incredibly impactful during COVID. They're the ones that are supplying services, food, medical assistance, boosting our own medical practices here and relationships and partners by supplying extra hands or whatever that happens to be. We have mission-critical nonprofits that have found a way to thrive here. And with that comes an opportunity for the creation of those, I'll call them homegrown nonprofits, to be even more celebrated by our community. And the High Country Breast Cancer Foundation is certainly an example of that, where you see a homegrown, hometown nonprofit started to support cancer patients, cancer survivors, those families that are dealing with the difficulties that come with such a diagnosis. But with that Boone philanthropic spirit woven in, here's an opportunity to take an organization like that and apply the monies that are raised in new and unique and fun ways to help break the monotony of a very difficult process while also supplying such needed help and relief and support. So we're going to talk with Irene Sawyer. Irene is the founder and president of the High Country Breast Cancer Foundation. Irene is a cancer survivor herself, and part of the reason that she started this foundation was because of what she saw within the nonprofit landscape for support of her particular situation, and sought a way to take away some of the administrative costs, take away some of that operational burden, and truly invest 100% of the proceeds that an organization like this could gain right into the mission work itself, right to patient care, family care. And Irene has done that through increasingly more creative ways. So I don't want to spoil all of this because Irene tells the story better than I could ever try to recreate it. But we're going to talk about decorating bras. We're going to talk about virtual 5Ks. We're going to talk about continued community support for, again, a nonprofit business that was started from someone's heart to try to find a way to connect with people that need support. And it's not necessarily always just the financial support. It's knowing that somebody's in your corner, and helping you through the various challenges that are along the way, and getting creative with figuring out how to offer that support, whether it's a physical thing, an emotional thing, connecting you with a volunteer that can assist your family, whatever it is. Irene Sawyer has met those challenges. She is an inspiration to those of us that work in the nonprofit community, as somebody that truly understands what that place is and how to best maximize it. And hopefully more people will follow her lead as we think about all of the things that our community needs to thrive and succeed. Our business community is greatly impacted by these nonprofit businesses. They are employing local talent. They're buying their goods locally. They are supporting local businesses through partnerships. They are a significant piece of the pie at what makes this community work. So when we get an opportunity to celebrate those stories and tell you those stories, we absolutely jump at the chance. So we are going to jump at the chance today to introduce you to Irene Sawyer, the founder and president of the High Country Breast Cancer Foundation, and let her take it from there as to how you can engage in this fantastic organization. Irene Sawyer joining us on this week's installment of Mind Your Business.
Mind Your Business, brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate. Visit AppalachianCRE.com.
Welcome back into Mind Your Business here this morning on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. Again, our program brought to you as always by our good friends at Appalachian Commercial Real Estate. I'm David Jackson from the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce. As we mentioned before the break, we are talking about Strength in Pink and the High Country Breast Cancer Foundation here today. One of our community's most celebrated nonprofits, their mission critical work is everything that Boone is about from a philanthropic standpoint. To see our community come together to rally around this cause is truly inspirational. And the inspiration behind that is joining us here this morning. Irene Sawyer is the founder and president of the High Country Breast Cancer Foundation. Irene, welcome back to Mind Your Business. Always great to talk to you.
Hey, David. Good morning, and thank you for having me.
Well, I want to talk to you about last night first. So, you know, there is a good luck charm for this App State football team. You were the honorary captain last night. Is that right?
Yes, honorary co-captain during the coin toss. And I'll tell you, it was so surreal. I just kept thinking to myself, this is not happening. This is not happening. And it was funny. I was meeting with Coach Angel and a bunch of the other women that are married to some of the football coaches. And I was telling them that the only thing I was nervous about was I didn't want to trip as I walked onto the field. And just as soon as I said that, Doug Gillikin walks by, puts his hand on my shoulder and looks at me and says, "Remember, don't trip." And I was like, oh, no.
Well, you handled it well, and it was a good luck, a good omen, good whatever you want to say, because that was certainly a magical game last night. So thank you for your effort in making that happen. So
go ahead.
So let's talk a little bit about the foundation itself. High Country Breast Cancer Foundation was an idea that you came up with, and it's got a very specific, as I mentioned a moment ago, mission critical focus to make sure that patients get the money that's raised. Can you tell us a little bit about what led you to this and how you have structured the foundation to do just what you want to do? And that's make sure that patients are the ones that receive these funds.
Thank you. I really appreciate this opportunity. When I moved here 6 years ago, I am a breast cancer survivor. I had triple negative breast cancer, which only has 30% survival rate. I'm now 10 years past being cancer free. And when you have a disease where a doctor looks at you and says, "I can't promise you you're going to make it," when you do make it, you have this nagging urge to make sure that you appreciate life and that you return that gift to others. So when I moved here 6 years ago, the first thing I did was I Googled Breast Cancer Walk in the High Country. And the only thing that came up were walks from a national breast cancer organization in Raleigh, Winston-Salem, and Charlotte. And I knew I didn't want to participate in that. What my goal was ultimately was to form a nonprofit that was what I call a true nonprofit. And it's based on my studies in my master's program in public administration that I've always dreamed about a nonprofit where 100% of the proceeds would go to patients, that I would be lucky enough to be able to cover expenses so that we could be able to say that. And the other part about it was I wanted to make sure that nobody There were no administrative costs. So everybody who worked for the foundation worked for free and as a volunteer. I had a lot of naysayers. It was tough getting started. I'll tell you a quick story. I did get a call from a national organization early on, and they were based out of Wilkes County. And they invited me down for tea so that they could, quote unquote, educate me about their foundation. So I met with them, and they basically told me that the High Country was their territory and that I didn't need to do this. And they basically presented me with a pie chart of where their funds go. And I saw things like administrative, and that was about two-thirds of the pie chart of where their funds went. And I said to them, until you can show me that that administrative part of your pie goes away, I'm going to continue to do what I'm doing. So it was a little uncomfortable meeting, but it motivated me because the community here deserves to have a foundation that they can call their own, and that they know that every penny they contribute, they're doing as much for local patients as I'm doing, just going through the logistics and forming this and having a 5K. So I basically started off in my dining room in my house. I had a few people come and volunteer, and one of the people at the table told me that I would be lucky if I had 50 people in this glorious community that would participate. Well, that year for the walk, our first walk in the High Country, we had 400 people. So we were excited and knew that we were on to something.
Irene Sawyer joining us here this morning on Mind Your Business from the High Country Breast Cancer Foundation. We've got plenty to talk about this morning, but continuing to talk a little bit about the formation of this. And there's so many nonprofit professionals in this community. I know that listening to your story inspires others, because we're all out to do the same thing. It's minimize the administrative costs so you can maximize the mission work that you're able to do. And not only have you done great work, but you've been innovative and brought innovative things into the mix that have helped patients along. Can you tell us a little bit about the Paxman scalp cooling system and how you got turned on to helping patients with a very important part of their process of physically going through treatment and feeling like themselves when they come back out of that?
Well, thank you. This is my favorite thing to talk about. Basically, just from a personal standpoint, the day that I knew I had to shave my head because there was very little left, it was probably as worse of a feeling to me as when the doctor told me I had cancer. It's devastating to lose your hair, and especially if you have children. Can you imagine a child knowing their mother with a full head of hair, and then one day she walks in and she's bald? That must be so traumatic for the patient and their families that this opportunity presented itself to me through our glorious partnership with Watauga Medical Center here in Boone, but also with a company called Paxman. It's Paxman. Believe it or not, they're out of London. And this is a gentleman who basically invented a scalp cooling cap. So what you have is a cap that fits on top of a patient's head that is connected to basically an ice machine, almost like an air conditioning, but much colder. And what happens is, while the patient is having chemotherapy, the freezing water that's going through this cap freezes the hair follicles of the breast cancer patient. And by freezing the follicles, the chemotherapy is not able to get into the hair follicles, which is why you lose your hair in the first place. So it's basically a big old gate saying, I'm sorry, chemotherapy, you're not getting in the hair follicles. And it allows people to keep quite a bit of their hair. And what happened was the hospital called me one day and said, listen, we have this great opportunity. We'd love it in the High Country for breast cancer patients, but this procedure is not covered by insurance. And I'm thinking to myself, that's absurd. Why wouldn't insurance companies want to help these women and them? So they asked me if the foundation would be willing to partner with Paxman and with the hospital and basically cover expenses for any breast cancer patient that wanted to use the cold cap 100%. So what happens, I get a call from the nurse navigator at the hospital. He tells me that basically we have a brand new breast cancer patient. They would like to do the scalp cooling. Can we make it happen? It's a 30-second conversation, and I just say, make it happen. Excuse me. They send the bill to me, and I forward it to our treasurer, and we pay for that expense for local breast cancer patients. It's been our most successful program.
Well, it's an amazing thing. And you know, I live near a breast cancer survivor who was able to go through that treatment. And I remember her telling us that of all of the things that go on in your life that are abnormal during that kind of treatment, to have some form of normalcy is so mentally helpful. As much as what you talk about the, you know, she had small children as well and feared the same thing that you were just talking about, and bringing that sense of normalcy, but bringing, you know, just a sense of relief at a time that's so overwhelming is tremendous work. And I applaud you for not just doing some of the same old things, you know, and I think we all in the nonprofit world get into those ruts of we raise money to do this, but you've always taken the money that you've raised through your outreach, which we'll talk about here in just a second, and push the needle in some direction, you know, something new, something to help people in a way maybe that they've never been helped before. And I know that takes some courage and risk, but when it pays off like it has with this and other things that you've done, what a great way to connect with people and help them in a very difficult process. So you are to be commended for bringing science and cool things. Thank you, David. We are going to continue our conversation with Irene Sawyer from the High Country Breast Cancer Foundation here in just a moment. After we come back from the timeout, we're going to tell you how you can help connect with Irene and her foundation to help raise more money, to do more cool things like this, to help those that are battling breast cancer right here in our own backyard. So stick around. We got more of Mind Your Business coming up next here on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM.
Boone, North Carolina, in the heart of the High Country, 3,300 feet above the rest of the competition. Home of adventure racing, ski and snowboard competitions, the Grandfather Mountain Marathon. 6-year home of the Southern Conference Wrestling Championships, the Boone Round Ball Classic, Sunbelt Championship events. And coming in May, Appalachian FC begins play in the NPSL. Contact the Boone Area Sports Commission and bring your next event to the top of the mountain. For more information, visit boonechamber.com.
Mind Your Business, brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate. Visit AppalachianCRE.com.
Welcome back into Mind Your Business here this morning on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. Again, our program brought to you each and every week by our friends at Appalachian Commercial Real Estate. David Jackson visiting with Irene Sawyer this morning from the High Country Breast Cancer Foundation as we talk about that organization's mission critical work here in the High Country. And of course, to do this work, especially as a nonprofit, it takes fundraising, it takes partners. And that's one of the things that we wanted to make sure we get across today. Irene, we were just bragging on your creativity and ingenuity, and you have come up with yet another creative way to get people excited about a fundraising opportunity here. So tell us a little bit about the Decorate the Bra phenomenon and what your plans are for infusing some fun and good-natured humor and a good time into raising money for again, such a worthy cause.
Well, thank you. This is just a fun contest. What happened a couple years ago, the hospital started the idea, so I can't take credit for the idea. And they called me last year and said, would you be willing to take over this project? Because they didn't have the people to do it. Well, I like to have fun more than anybody. And I was like, thank you so much. I'll take it. So what we're doing is we're trying to insert a little bit of fun and creativity into this horrible disease and bring the community even closer and have the community wrap their arms around us even more. So I put it out on Facebook, let's all decorate a bra. I set a goal for 50 decorated bras. If I get 50, there will be a $1,000 prize for the winner of the best decorated bra. If I get less than 50, the prize will be $500. And I want to make sure everybody who's listening understands that I pay that personally. None of the donations that any of you give to the foundation will be used for that prize money. But it's just, I've got 17 bras hanging up all over my house. It's such a festive area. that the creativity is unbelievable. I was so excited that this week we finally got the App State Bra. I was just dying to make one myself, but I thought I know somebody's going to bring one. So I've got an App State Bra. I've got a men's basketball bra. I mean, you name it. I've got a Blue Ridge Parkway bra. And what I hope to do eventually is, if I'm allowed to keep these, I want to make sure somewhere in the community we have a room somewhere where this becomes our decorated bra center, where people can continue to decorate bras, bring them in, and then maybe we can charge a dollar admission or something, and people can walk through downtown Boone into our little museum of bras, and that's another way we can raise funds. But I mean, people I've never met before here in Boone and elsewhere are contacting me about decorating a bra. And it's just been so much fun. This community, it's just unlike any other community. And I've lived all over the country. Everybody here just wants to give and give and give.
Well, so you've got a deadline coming up. You got to get those bras decorated and received by the Breast Cancer Foundation by October 29th. There are a couple of great ways you can do that. And I want to thank one of our fine members in Allen Tate Real Estate for pitching in to help with this. You can drop off your decorated bra at Allen Tate Real Estate in Blowing Rock or in Boone. Or if you're out of town and listening to this, you can mail your decorated bra to the Allen Tate Blowing Rock office. And there's plenty of information about how to do that on the High Country Breast Cancer Foundation website. That's hcbcf.org. Go to the events tab and click on the decorate the bra link, and you'll get all the information that you need. When you do that, you'll also see information about the 2021 virtual 5K. What can you tell us about that, Irene?
Well, this is the second year in a row we have to go virtual, but we've got a ton of participants. If you register, registration fee is $20. It includes a commemorative t-shirt, a race bib. And what you'll do is just get your team and walk in your neighborhood, walk on your treadmill, wherever you want to walk. Take a picture and then post it to Facebook, tag the foundation. And what we do is we have prizes. We have prizes for the best decorated dog, the best team, the person who participated the furthest. We had last year when we had virtual, we had a woman in Texas participate. So we are so disappointed that we're not in person, but we have gotten a ton of registrations. And again, that $20, every cent of that goes to local breast cancer patients.
That is fantastic to see the outreach on something like that. And I think that's one of the benefits to these kind of, and who knows, maybe all 5Ks have some sort of virtual element to them moving forward, because it does expand the reach of an event like that. You don't have to necessarily be in a community to participate
right.
in an event.
Right.
And that certainly does widen the fundraising footprint. Irene, we've got about a minute left. If you could summarize just for folks again that want to learn more, want to get involved in the foundation, how can they best reach out to you and plug into the incredible work that you're doing here?
Well, thanks again for having me, David. You can go to our website, which is www.hcbcf.org. My cell phone number and my email address are there. Just reach out to me. I'm also all over Facebook if you want to message me through there. We love our volunteers. And if you'd like to volunteer with the foundation, we'd love to have you. And just remember that this is not just a foundation. This is a community foundation. Everybody has been wonderful, and we couldn't do it without this community.
Well, and it's such a great support network, too, and the way that you are able to connect survivors with folks that are just going through this journey. And I mean, all of it is just the kind of thing that buoys our community spirit. So thank you for all you do and your board members and your volunteers. And we look forward to talking to you again soon about the next innovative aspect that you bring to this, because I know you've always got something up your sleeve.
No, I do. David, thank you. And I just want to thank the community again for everything you've done for the foundation in the last 5 years. Thank you so much, everybody.
Thank you, Irene Sawyer, again with the High Country Breast Cancer Foundation. Visit that website, hcbcf.org, for more information. That'll do it for this installment of Mind Your Business. We're right back to it. We're with you again, same time, same place, next week here on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. Good morning.